Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jody. May I please have the email address? I'm sorry, the zip code on the account you've called in about today?
My zip code is 14560.
Thank you. All right. And please verify your first and last name.
Well, first of all, tell me, what was it that I brought on January 23rd for $49.97? This is Better Deals, right?
Well, I would need to locate the account first, so do you mind if I have your first and last name, please?
Howard, H-O-W-A-R-D,
mm-hmm.
Harris, H-A-R-R-I-S.
Okay.
Let me get this down. Sorry.
It's okay.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a look here. All right, my system is loading slowly. And how much was that charge you say again, sir?
$49.97.
All right. I have located this account. Please verify your shipping address so that I make sure I have the correct account.
7892 Wheaton Hill Road, Wheaton, Springwater, New York, Springwater's all one word, not separated. New York, 14560.
Thank you. I've located this account for a Wi-Fi booster. It's a free welcoming gift. You paid $7.45 for the shipping and handling. The $49.97 is the membership fee for joining the Consumer Gadget Club. Yes, sir.
Oh, can I send it back to you?
Well, that
I could not figure out. Oh, yeah, I got something in the mail.
No problem. So
can I cancel my club period?
You can do that, yes, sir. I've canceled the account. This will prevent any future charges. It looks like...
Thank you.
No problem. There was a call-in on January 27th, and that agent has canceled the account. So there shouldn't be any other charges after that January 23rd charge.
I'm stuck with that, right?
As a courtesy, I can issue a 35% refund, and you should see
thank you.
You're welcome. You should see the funds back in 3 to 5 business days. Is there anything else I can help you
with? I'll check. You have the card ending in 6821? That's what you're going to charge it back to?
This will go to 8025. That's the card we have on file. It's a MasterCard.
How did they get that? That one got disrupted and got its closed.
Okay, so if you're still with the
but
same...
somehow or other, MasterCard, or what have I got here? And I think it's a MasterCard. Citibank. Oh, Citibank.
Okay.
Has, if... I don't know the rest of the number. That other card, if you tried to I don't know, you charged it to that card and it went over onto my new card.
Yeah.
It wasn't you, it was something else that, somebody got my number and charged some money at Home Depot.
Oh, gosh.
And so the only way around it normally for them is they cancel the card and they give me a new one.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
And the new one now is 6821, it's the last four. Would it help if I gave you the whole number? Not that I want it.
No, sir. No, sir. You won't need to do that. It'll follow through. It'll go to the 8025. But if you're still with the same company, the same bank, it'll route to the new card, to the active card. So I wouldn't need that information.
Yeah. What's 8025, right?
Yes, sir. Correct.
Okay, no, I'll verify. I'll call Credit Citibank and just to see if make sure that that happens. So
yes,
you're
sir.
Going to send me a credit for
that come out to be $17.49.
I thank you for this.
Yes, sir. And you should see the funds back in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
All right. Well, is there anything else I can help you with?
I don't know. You got any good weather down there? Are you in Florida?
Alabama.
Oh, in Alabama. Well,
yes, sir. Yes, yeah, close enough,
you're
right?
You're farther south than I am.
Right. Yes, sir.
Okay. Nice talking with you. I appreciate what you've done. Thank you very much.
No problem. Thank you for calling customer support. Bye-bye.
I know.